Hey everybody, Chrissy Leonard here, business and marketing coach for soul-centered women entrepreneurs. Have you ever asked yourself, you know, why do I keep doing that thing I know I shouldn't be doing? Why don't I do the things I know I should be doing in order to grow my business or feel good in your body or, you know, reach that next level of your income or growth? So often, we actually have a good idea of the steps we need to take to be in our peak health, to grow our business, our email list, our audience. We know we should put ourselves out there more, but we don't. We hold back, we play small. We know we probably shouldn't say the thing or do the patterns that have not gotten us where we want to go in our relationships, yet we find ourselves repeating the same things and say, why do I keep sabotaging myself in that way? Or when it comes to food and health and our body, or even like our spiritual practices, we'll know what makes us feel aligned and makes us feel good, yet we don't do it. We snooze the alarm clock, we skip yoga, we avoid the green juice, and we eat the things like sugar, flour, and all this stuff that doesn't end up having us feel good in the end. So why? Today, I'm going to share with you one of my favorite topics that is so rarely talked about in the business world and honestly in the health and wellness world, and it's called resistance. So today, I want you to start to look at what is resistance? How does it show up for you in your life, and how can you start to work with it so you no longer hold yourself back, play small, or stay stuck? So what is resistance? First of all, resistance is normal. It's natural, and in fact, it's inevitable. If you're doing anything worthwhile, if you're putting yourself outside your comfort zone, if you're changing your body, if you're getting stronger, if you're changing your mindset and you're starting to train yourself to think and act in a new way in your business and in your life, and if you're growing and stretching your income and your outreach and you're starting to charge higher prices or put yourself out there in a new way in your business, you are going to encounter resistance. Resistance is a natural and inevitable byproduct of growth. So the good news is, if you've been finding yourself feeling stuck or doing things you know you shouldn't be doing, it's actually good news. It means that deep down you know you want to make a change and you're ready to make a change, but it's uncomfortable. It's outside of your comfort zone, literally in your growth zone. When we move outside of our comfort zone into our growth zone, which is where all the magic happens and the new level of income, our new body, our new relationships, our new life exists, we need to travel outside of what's natural and normal for us at the time into the unknown. And when we do that, when we do something we've never done before, we encounter fear. Fear is a natural reaction to doing brave things. Fear is a natural reaction to feeling misaligned and knowing we want more and starting to think about doing what we may have never done before. We start to feel afraid, and that's when resistance comes in. It'll say, nah, don't do that. Do it later. Put off that email. It looks like procrastination. When we stretch, we might say, okay, I'm gonna put myself out there in my business, but then resistance comes in and says, do you really want to say that? What is your voice? What is your brand? What are you even talking about? Who's going to want to listen to you? So resistance can show up as procrastination, but also perfectionism, self-judgment, self-criticism. We can start to put ourselves out there in our business and we say, oh, wait a second, somebody else is doing it, or that person's doing it better. Comparison is another way that we hold ourselves back and get stuck in resistance. It can also look like overcomplication, okay? So it's like, all right, I wanna make money. Like, okay, I'm gonna make a YouTube video and a blog and I'm gonna grow my email list. I gotta tinker on my website. And we think things need to be very complicated. And what happens is when we make things complicated, we end up staying frozen, we stay stuck. And so we know it's resistance because it's doing our job, keeping us safe and keeping us in our comfort zone, okay? So again, resistance, even though it shows up in all these ways that we don't really like or might be unsavory, like self-judgment, criticism, judgment of others, judging other people who have what we want is another way we stay stuck and we stay frozen, we stay the same. So again, resistance is natural, it's inevitable. So the first step in changing it, number one, is knowing that it's normal, that there's nothing wrong with you, that everybody sabotages their healthy habits and their diet. Everybody binges once in a while. Everybody feels afraid when they're putting themselves out there in their business. So what is it that gets people out of that resistance and into the promised land, like into that new way of doing things? And it's this, I call it the ABCs, okay? So step one is awareness. So knowing it's normal, knowing it's natural, knowing it's inevitable. Knowing, up, Chrissy said I was gonna feel this as I put myself out there, as I start my business, as I start to, you know, get back on the bandwagon and healthy eating. I'm going to have resistance. I'm gonna feel the desire to stay the same and stay stuck. But if you can start to identify it, avoidance, procrastination, perfectionism, judgment, comparison, overcomplication, or your favorite flavor of resistance, then you can just say, ah, here's our resistance. Ah, I must be doing something brave. And that's B of the ABCs. So awareness, oh, here it is, it's happening. B is to befriend it. Like, oh, look at you trying to keep me safe, trying to keep me the same. Thanks, girl, but guess what? I got this, right? We have to first recognize that resistance is a good thing. It's meant to keep us safe. It's our subconscious mind. It's our old beliefs and patterns that want us to not rock the boat or do something that might put us at risk or in danger. So when you befriend it, when you're like, oh, thanks for looking out for me. Okay, I got it, I see it. I must just be doing something that's stretching me outside my comfort zone. Then you can relax a little bit. We move out of shame and guilt. When you feel shameful and guilty when resistance comes in, why do I keep doing that? I just need to get my shit together and go to the gym. Why don't you send that email? Like, why do you keep putting that off? Like, if you keep putting off that email, they're never gonna wanna work with you, right? That's often what we do, we'll stay stuck. But if you can befriend it, if you work with it a little bit, like, all right, I see you, I got you, but I'm gonna do it anyway, that's when you start to create some change. And then C is to choose a new way, okay? So how can you work with yourself rather than against yourself to create change, okay? So for me with food and eating, it looks like this. I'm snoozing my alarm clock. This happened this morning. I told myself I was gonna get up and get on the Peloton, but instead I snoozed my alarm clock. In the past, I would have felt guilty and shameful and kept snoozing. But instead what I did was like, oh girl, you're really tired today, huh? Like, this is a big change for you to start getting up early and getting on the Peloton. All right, I got you, I see you. Let's stretch a little in bed. Like, let's like lean into it a little bit. Let's give you that rest that you're needing. And then let's go for a walk. So I choose a new way. I got excited to go for the walk. I got some rest, I went for the walk. I still got my exercise in, but I didn't stay stuck and feel bad about myself. Because if I had, the whole day would have been like, oh my God, I didn't get up, I didn't do the thing. But instead, I just chose a new way. I created a little bit of a difference, but not so much that I got stuck and got afraid and got stuck in my resistance pattern. Does that make sense? And then in business, this can show up in choosing a new way like this. Every time I need to send a proposal email to a client, you know, we've had the conversation, they're like, yes, I want to work with you, send me more information. For whatever reason, I kind of dread those emails. And I know many of you have told me you do as well. We kind of put it off because it's like a big deal. We know we need to do that email, but we keep putting it off. In the old days, I would have been like, Chrissy, do the email. And then I'd like freeze even more. And a week would go by and then I would end up losing the client because I didn't get back to them in a timely fashion. So now when I experience that happening, it's like, okay, I feel that resistance. How can we make this fun? How can we make this enjoyable? How can you make this really quick? And how can you make this easy? So I work with myself to kind of pull myself out of the fear and get into action, okay? And just that act of working with yourself rather than against yourself, making it fun, saying our mantra, this gets to be easy, already will help you move through the resistance. But then there's sometimes, you know, that resistance is really strong. It's in there deep. For me, this is perfectionism. You know, I grew up in a way that if I got everything right and I did everything perfectly, that was a way I could control the safety of my environment. And so in business, I told myself I had to be perfect. I had to get it all right. And if I didn't, you know, I would fail. I wouldn't be safe. It wouldn't be good enough. And I wouldn't be able to get ultimately what I wanted, which is a successful business and thriving life. So even now I have to work with perfectionism every single day and decide a new way. So my C, my ABCs, my C of choosing looks like being brave is better than perfect. Progress is more valuable than perfection. Ah, I see myself getting stuck and I'm really, really digging into my perfectionism here. Okay, girl, I see you. You're afraid. You're doing brave things, but you got this. Let's keep moving. Okay? So again, it's about working with yourself, not against yourself. Even just having that shift this week will help you shift so much. Okay? So my challenge for you this week is to practice the ABCs. Practice becoming aware of how resistance shows up for you. Befriend it. Know that this is natural. It's normal. It's there to keep you safe. Thanks, girl. Love you. But let's try something else. And then C is to choose that new way. Okay? So I want you to share, what is your favorite flavor of resistance? And your challenge this week is going to be to work with it, to notice it when it comes up, to give yourself a little compassion, and then just choose one simple little pivot, one simple little step that will help you calm your nervous system, have a little fun, make it not such a big deal, and really release the pressure for yourself so you have that space to take your next bold steps forward. All right? So I hope this resonates for you. I hope you really get a lot out of this video. If you do this work, it will change the game for you in your business, in your body, and in your life. Okay? So let me know how it goes, and I'll talk to you guys next week.